How would you like to get paid for eating healthy? Or paid for your gym membership? Or paid for running? When you get life insurance through Health IQ, it's like getting paid for living a healthy lifestyle. Because Health IQ is the only life insurance company that can save you up to 41% for the healthy activities you already do. That means you could get $1 million in coverage for as little as $36 a month. That's huge savings. Have a gym membership? You could qualify. Jog a few times a week? You could qualify. It really is that simple. Just go to healthiq.com/radio. Only Health IQ rewards your healthy lifestyle choices with special savings, up to 41%. It's why Health IQ was awarded the Better Business Bureau's highest rating. To shop the top 30 life insurance carriers, plus apply for Health IQ's exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, go to healthiq.com/radio. To get these amazing savings, go to healthiq.com/radio now. That's healthiq.com/radio.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, we always have been and always will be committed to our local communities because we're here to help others. So in this time of need, your local Ace remains open. And since we're in your neighborhood, we can deliver almost anything you need. So shop in store or online for the home or yard products you're looking for and choose from top brands like Steel, Ego, Toro, and Scott's. Then you can pick up in-store, curbside, or we'll deliver your order right to your door. Help is just around the block. See acehardware.com for details.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Mike Florio. ProFootballTalk.com. NBC Sports. Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Hey, buddy! Hey, buddy! We get better, bet!
We get better,
bet! We get
BB!
Insider Mike Florio.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Mike Florio joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline. Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Michael, good morning. How are you?
What's going on, guys?
Morning, Mike.
Well, it's great to catch up with you, and certainly there is a lot going on. The NFL is going to have a fully virtual draft with all the team personnel in separate locations. They're not opening up the buildings, and so this is going to be even more of a unique experience than we imagined.
Yeah, they got so far over their skis on this last week when they announced that teams would be able to gather in groups of up to 10, and then questions started to emerge about the many states that have stay-at-home orders, and the NFL finally got it right. They're doing the right thing here. It sets a good example for anyone else who may be tempted to disregard local stay-at-home orders. They can do this from home. Yes, it's going to be different, but everything is different for everyone. And ultimately, the league doesn't care because it's the same rules for all 32 teams. And the draft is already a crapshoot anyway. It's not like you're disrupting some careful, delicate procedure like defusing a bomb. The bombs blow up in teams' faces all the time when they squander these draft picks. So the league doesn't care. The league just wants to have the draft. And the league realized smartly the best way to do it is with everybody working from home.
That's true, Mike, but we are a cynical lot, so I guess I wonder this. Will this expose any executives who might be so reliant or maybe overly reliant on the consensus, on the committee, on the collaborative process? Because this will isolate those guys, and they'll have to make a decision basically by themselves, literally by themselves in a room without having everybody around them pounding a table or pointing a finger or doing anything that says, make this choice. You know what I mean? Does it expose anybody potentially?
I don't think so. I think ultimately what it does is it creates a greater sense of calm, I think, for the person who has to make that pick. You're not in the war room and you're in communication with everyone through video conference, through text message. I think the challenge is to create a scenario where there's one person who's the conductor who has delegated specific tasks to everyone. So as they're considering, for example, the possibility of trading up, who's the person who's in contact with the Packers? Okay, get that person on the line. Okay, you go do this now. Who's the person who put together all of our information on Jonathan Taylor, the running back from Wisconsin? All right, let's pull up our highlight package of him. Let's pull up the bad plays that we were studying. You know, you're just going to have to be able to pivot, react, and really process in real time. That's what the challenge is going to be, figuring out how to delegate and how to be efficient and how to get information properly shared as everybody is trying to do all this stuff from home, apart from the people they'd otherwise be elbow to elbow with.
I find it fascinating that most draft scouts you talk to talk about three elements. They talk about the tape, and they talk about the medical, and they talk about the character. And if unless I'm wrong, they will have all the tape they need. I don't know about the medical stuff. I'm sure that's a huge issue, always has been with the league. Whenever you see a player slip, it's usually something to do with that. And the character issue is maybe the one that will drive these guys nuts, because they want to know every little thing they can. They want to talk to guys and look him in the eye and all the rest of it. Is that going to stop some people, the character thing?
Well, yeah, I think what's going to happen is we're going to see players fall either due to character or medical. And the character thing is real. Even though teams have the ability to speak to an unlimited number of prospects, no restrictions whatsoever, and they can speak to them up to three times per week, each prospect up to three times per week, an hour at a time, there's no replacement for being across from the table. There's no replacement. There's no substitute from getting that chance to have the vibe in the room, to have that opportunity to really study someone's demeanor up close like that and develop a sense as to whether or not you truly trust them. So I think that is a big part of it. And one big part of it, we were talking about this earlier today on PFT Live, one big part of this that's being overlooked, those private workouts where specific coaches, position coaches, head coaches, they put guys through paces and they figure out whether or not these are guys who can run their systems. Dante Scarnecchia, a guy that Chris Sims mentioned because Chris was in New England for a year or so. Scarnecchia has perfected this craft of getting his hands on guys and working with guys and figuring out which guys he thinks will make it and which guys won't. That's not part of it this year. And they had Scarnecchia back out of retirement for the combine, and I don't know whether or not they would have used him for any of these pre-draft workouts, but you take those pre-draft private workouts off the table that we never hear all that much about, you take that out of the equation, it makes it a lot harder to get to the point where you're comfortable with a guy. I'll give you an example. Teddy Bridgewater, remember his pro day workout at Louisville? It was a disaster. He tried to throw without gloves on, and oh boy, there he goes right out of round one. Well, the Vikings had a private workout with him after that, and they loved him, and they swung back into the bottom of round one to get him. Those private workouts not being part of this, I think, will be lost opportunities for teams and for players to have made that connection, and it does underscore the crapshoot reality of the draft.
Mike, last week we talked to you about your idea and proposal about, called it a football biosphere, having everybody sort of sequestered and secluded, and this morning we wake up to the news that MLB is considering just such an option in Arizona. Wanted to know what you thought about that specifically, the Major League Baseball proposal, and also if there's been any more discussion about some other alternatives for the NFL.
Well, you know, the UFC is talking about getting an island somewhere that they would fly all the fighters into and have fights every week. I don't know that the NFL has even gone down this path. Everything I have heard has been consistent with the idea that the NFL is focused on the draft. And once the draft is over, they'll start worrying about other things. And since we spoke last, there was a conference call last week with owners. And after that, some of the league executives were available to talk to media. And there was a Twilight Zone quality to the nonchalance that Jeff Pasch, the NFL's general counsel, had when he was saying, we plan on playing a full season in full stadiums on time. Now, they backed off of that a bit. A couple of days later, their chief medical officer, Dr. Alan Sills, suggested something far more realistic. Basically, no one knows at this point what's going to happen. But, you know, the idea of biosphere or Area 51 or taking the NFL, taking the entire community, the teams and the officials and the TV people and putting them in the middle of nowhere that would be a virus-free zone. To me, that is the last-ditch Hail Mary play before you just pull the plug on the season. So however unrealistic it may be, I think you need to be thinking about it. You need to be talking about it. You need to be identifying the pros and the cons, the costs and the benefits, whether or not it's feasible. But let me tell you, it's to me, something like that is the last ditch. And if you've got leagues already focusing on the logistics of the last ditch, that tells me how precariously close we are to having no sports in 2020.
Yeah, that is a frightening idea. Since last we talked, we also heard from the Bears brass, and we heard from Nick Foles, and we were told there's going to be an open competition for the quarterback spot in Chicago. How does that read from a national perspective, Mike? What does it mean? And you know, Foles apparently signed a pretty team favorable contract and did a pretty good thing in terms of reducing that base and helping the Bears to put a team around him a little bit. Who wins this competition? What's your take on it from a distance?
Well, and can earn a lot of it back, too, based upon playing time and based upon performance. Look, Nick Foles has exactly as much experience with Matt Nagy as Mitchell Trubisky does, because Foles was with Nagy in Philadelphia when Foles was drafted by Andy Reid for the system that Matt Nagy runs. And then Foles and Nagy were together again in Kansas City in 2016 when Nagy was the offensive coordinator and Foles ended up playing a couple of the games and actually played pretty well in those games when Alex Smith was injured. I think it was another concussion for Smith at the time. So Foles knows the system. Nagy knows Foles. And I think there's a comfort level there. And I think that it's Foles' job to win at this point. And if Trubisky's going to keep it, he's going to have to significantly outperform Foles. And the best part about Foles is, if Trubisky would outperform Foles, and if Trubisky would take the job, Foles isn't going to mope and pout and be butthurt and you know, get a voodoo doll and start sticking pins into Mitchell Trubisky's knees and elbows and shoulders. He's going to support him, and he's going to be ready to go. And, you know, maybe the best case scenario is for the Bears, number one, the presence of Nick Foles wakes Mitchell Trubisky up and gets him to a higher level. And number two, if Trubisky gets hurt, it's not Chase Daniel, all due respect. It's a guy who came off the bench to win a Super Bowl 1 year and take a team almost back to the Final Four the next year. And maybe that's the way to do it. Maybe Foles can help Trubisky get better. And maybe physically, well, we know Trubisky has better skills and tools than Foles. And maybe Foles makes Trubisky better and then is that stopgap in the event Trubisky gets injured. Open competition or not, I think for the Bears, that would be the best outcome if Foles helps wake Trubisky up and turn him into something he hasn't been.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Mike, Cam Newton spoke to Chris Paul yesterday, most expansive comments on his release since it came on March 24th. He called himself a fish out of water. During this pause, do you think that Cam Newton will sign with a team, or will he have to wait until after the draft to see what teams are looking at in terms of their quarterback depth?
Well, I think he's going to have to wait until someone can give him a physical. And that's not going to be until after the draft. He's got the foot that was surgically repaired last year, the shoulder the year before that. He was breaking in a new throwing motion last year when he injured the foot. And then there were ankle issues in the past. I think anyone who's going to sign him and give him anything close to the money he's looking for needs to be able to thoroughly examine him physically. So I think that is really the big impediment. And until that can happen, he's not going to have any opportunities. But what amazes me, guys, is that no one has been linked to this guy. Now, look, it may be that teams don't want to upset the quarterbacks they currently have, you know, penciled in to be their guys, but how can no one be linked to him? How can there not be a single report, a single whisper, a single anything that when things get back to normal, the Chargers are going to give Cam Newton a physical and possibly sign him, or the Dolphins. And the Dolphins are fascinating to me as a possibility for a Cam Newton. They signed 10 unrestricted free agents. We think this is a team that is building from scratch. They signed 10 veterans that have been with other teams this year. They are trying to win on the fly. And if Cam Newton is healthy, he is undoubtedly a better option than Ryan Fitzpatrick. So, you know, there aren't a lot of teams out there that should be interested in Cam Newton. It's amazing we haven't heard that any are, but my God, if this guy's healthy, he's still one of the best quarterbacks in football.
Michael, thank you so much. It's a joy to talk to you always.
All really right, take care, guys.
Thanks, Mike. You too.
That's
take
our
care.
Guy, Mike Florio. Always fun to talk to Mike, and always fun to talk to you. I want to thank everyone for calling and everyone that emailed and everybody that texted. It's great. Really appreciate the support.
Thank you most of all for listening today.
Yeah, that means a lot to us. Thanks to Dustin.
Oh, we got Dustin Rhodes here.
We do. Thank you, Kevin.
We're talking about practice, man.
No, he's not practicing anymore. Ray, God bless you, son. God
Thank
bless
you,
you.
Ray.
You're a great man.
I think he's got a sports show, too.
He may. And again, want to thank everyone for listening. David, bless you, sir. We'll talk very soon.
Have a great day, Mully.
Mully and Haw on the Score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
That's all I got.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Shop at Sprint.com for our best new phone deals, like the amazing iPhone 11. Lease it for just $15 a month when you switch. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. iPhone 11, 64GB, $15 per month after 14-17 monthly credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires new line of service, 18-month lease, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
How would you like to get paid for eating healthy? Or paid for your gym membership? Or paid for running? When you get life insurance through Health IQ, it's like getting paid for living a healthy lifestyle. Because Health IQ is the only life insurance company that can save you up to 41% for the healthy activities you already do. That means you could get $1 million in coverage for as little as $36 a month. That's huge savings. Have a gym membership? You could qualify. Jog a few times a week? You could qualify. It really is that simple. Just go to healthiq.com/radio. Only Health IQ rewards your healthy lifestyle choices with special savings, up to 41%. It's why Health IQ was awarded the Better Business Bureau's highest rating. To shop the top 30 life insurance carriers, plus apply for Health IQ's exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, go to healthiq.com/radio. To get these amazing savings, go to healthiq.com/radio now. That's healthiq.com/radio.
It was brought to you by University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Each day brings new challenges. At the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, we're tackling them head-on with compassion, ingenuity, and determination, just like we have for over 150 years. That is the power of I. Visit illinois.edu/power to learn more. Segment was brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
The need for blood is constant, and sometimes that need becomes critical. From accident victims and cancer patients to premature babies and those with blood disorders, hospital patients rely on all of us to make sure that blood is on the shelves and ready to help. That's why the American Red Cross needs you. Make an appointment to give blood today by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. Your one blood donation can help save up to 3 lives.
Score overnights with Les Grobstein.
Let's go to our buddy Belmont Mike.
Maybe they're truck drivers. Maybe they got, graveyard shift jobs. How reassuring and comforting it's been, Les, to be able to put on the score in the middle of the night and just listen to you. And they don't even have to participate, that you're here so we can enjoy intelligent sports conversation.
It's my pleasure to be able to do this.
Score overnights with the Grobber on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com station.
News is constantly changing. For regular updates on the coronavirus and local efforts to stop the spread, turn to WBBM News Radio 105.9 FM any time of the day or night, or search for WBBM News Radio on radio.com.
The thing is, I would never give blood before. Before this happened to me, I thought of every excuse in the book, but I'm so thankful that everybody didn't think the way I did, or I would have died.
Like so many new mothers, Noelle needed blood during the birth of her son. Thanks to the American Red Cross and a donor like you, it was there. One donation, just an hour of your time, can help save up to 3 lives. please sign up to give now at redcrossblood.org.
Fire started and my dad, he was at the scene just watching his house burn. And then all of a sudden there's this guy standing there from the Red Cross and he had things like clothes for us. It just makes you feel like a person again.
When her family lost their home to a fire,